Now, Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We'd love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate.
And good evening, all our South Shore neighbors. This is Cindy Ford, just Cindy Ford, for Sharon McNamara with Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. She's just putting herself together a little bit.
She's just plugging everything
just
in.
Plugging
and
in.
Here I am.
Here she is. There's my girl.
I can't hear myself, but that's okay. I see Larry. Larry, you're here?
I got lost, but I am here. How are you?
I'm doing great. So awesome to see you.
It's different. It's dark outside, so it's different than the Saturdays.
It's so weird, yeah. Right. But I'm loving it. I'm loving the Wednesday night. So
I'm so glad she comes in.
So glad
on
I could join
one
you.
Wheel tonight.
We're waiting there and we're saying, "Watch, here's the countdown now."
Oh my goodness! I'm sorry, you guys. I was in the office. I have a new listing coming on, and I was doing the description. And you know how I sort of get lost in that.
You do.
I get
you
so lost in it, and I'm like, "Beautiful Court Street, blah 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 blah,
nice.
Historic." And I'm doing all this research. And
what
Mary goes, what
it?
Do you want to drink? And I was like, oh, and I forgot my drink. I go, why? Like, what time is it? She's like, it's 6:09. I'm like, oh, well, that's a lot of fun.
I like the mug Cindy
Mary.
Has. There's a good chance this is wine.
Yeah, gave this to me.
Yes, it
and
is.
There is a very good chance that's wine.
I know.
Yes.
So to all
Wednesday
our listeners,
night.
You're listening to Talk Talk
Real Estate.
Yep, that's
what we do.
We're talking. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford here. On Wednesday nights now.
Yes.
Right, starting at 6:15.
Yeah.
Wine
exciting.
Wednesday.
The drive time.
That's why you picked Wednesday? Am
yeah,
I right?
Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Wicked something. But we have one of our favorite co-hosts here with us today, and I'm excited to have you always. You want to tell these listeners who you are
sure,
and what you do?
Sure, just a little brief intro. My name is Stephen Cook, and I am the owner of Imperial Inspection Services. So, you know, when you buy, you know, going to purchase a home or thinking about putting your home on the market, I can provide the home inspection services, radon, lead paint testing, insect inspections.
Yes. So everything that you do, one of the things we talk about all the time when it comes to inspections is, you know, when you purchase a home, there's all different levels and processes through the whole thing. I love that you're finding what's wrong, but you know what I love more is that you're telling them what's right.
Right. It's more kind of the owner's manual of the house, too. It lets you know what's right and wrong with the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of times things, if you find a lot wrong with the house, it may go with the price of the home and something to be expected, and it works in with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes it's just for informational purposes only because it's an as-is, you know, property that's being sold.
They just want to know how bad it is or the
extent
or the scope of the repairs. Mm-hmm. So if it's, they're getting in over their head with the property.
And what are some of your ideas for this evening, what we're going to talk about for our listeners?
Probably kind of walk through, the inspection process, what we cover, during a home inspection, going through what a cost of an inspection is and some of the optional inspections that you can have done when you're purchasing the home.
All right, perfect. Oh, and I know we have somebody like sitting in the background here. And just sit here. I won't say anything out loud. Just put the headphones on.
We tried.
Just put the headphones on. I promise you don't have to talk. Just so you can hear us. I'm going to make her do it.
I know that. We're special guests tonight. My wife is in the studio with us tonight,
but
Carol.
She won't come anywhere near us.
I know. It's like I feel weird with you being way over there. I feel
she's
like I'm on show.
She's perfectly good with that. We tried.
So do we have Malcolm? Oh,
yes,
we do.
You do.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Malcolm. So
hello,
I just want to let everyone know you're going to get them home nice and safe and sound, right?
Yes, after several people had accidents already, and this report is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life, Route 3. They're still clearing an accident scene left lane before Route 3A, exit 9 in Kingston. On Route 24, you've got delays from 139 down through Brockton with a left lane accident by Route 27. 95 will hang up around Route 1 through Foxborough. We had an earlier one by Route 140. On the Southeast Expressway, it's all tied up down to Andrews Square again at Savin Hill. And then you're in it again around Furnacebrook Parkway, northbound from Granite Avenue up through the ponds at Circle 128. You've got delays northbound from the expressway to a right lane breakdown just north of Route 37. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today, they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. Traffic on the nines every morning. I'm Malcolm Alter in the WATD Traffic Center.
Don't miss a minute of Talk Real Estate. Check out the podcast page at talkrealestateradio.com. Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate.
And we're back. Hello to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara, along with Cindy Ford, and you're listening to Talk Real Estate. We're really excited to be here on Wednesday nights. Before we talk to Malcolm, that's sort of terrible that you're going to be sitting in traffic for a little while tonight, but at least you can plan for it and you can listen to us. So there's the good news.
And call in. Call in also. You know,
absolutely. That's why don't you give them the number, Steve.
The number here to reach us at the studio is 781-837-4900. Again, 781-837-4900.
Perfect.
He's
and
like
we
a
have,
pro.
Yeah, he is a pro. He is.
I know.
He's so good at this.
He could
really
do my job very easily. Let's just say
that's
that.
Way above my pay grade.
It looks like it's spouse night. Should we tell Daryl to come on in?
He's in bed already.
We saw Mark McNamara just came in as well.
I know. So. Yeah, not yet. Can't come in yet.
I know. So Larry is manning the phones, and we have Ryan in the house. We have two of my favorite men here at WATD, all in one location. I don't know what to do with myself.
I know. Right?
And you know what? I got to tell you, Larry is like a closet, loves real estate type person.
Yes, he is.
So this is perfect for him. So why don't we get into talking a little bit about what you want to talk about tonight for your topics.
And as we're going through tonight, if anybody has any questions, you know, they give a call in. Or if they want to text in a question, they can text us at 617-719-1916, and we can answer your text.
Yeah, some people are shy, right, Cher? Yeah. We forget that.
Right. If they don't want to get on the air, they can send us a text
they
or an email.
Send a text.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. So you're going to be watching your phone right then for the text messages?
We'll see that little light up
my
over
wine.
There.
Okay, perfect. I know.
It's all right with you guys.
So let's talk first. Again, we told everybody, you know, the name of your company and everything. Why don't we let them also know the areas that you service?
Sure. We cover Cape Cod. Mm-hmm. The South Shore, we cover over toward Taunton, Fall River, and then as far up as Lexington, and down toward the Dorchester, South Boston, that area of town there also.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, usually we don't go too much on the other side of Boston or north of Lexington.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe at the end, if we have some time, you have to tell us like some of your favorite, like, I can't believe I just ran into this stories.
Right?
Yeah, some of them are good.
Some of them are yours.
Oh, absolutely.
So during the process of buying a house, everybody knows, you know, one thing is really difficult right now. There's zero inventory. Are you finding that right now?
I'm finding that,
it's really...
And a lot of the stuff is that we saw last year is coming back up again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're putting it back on the market where they took it off the market.
Can we say bullet holes and BB gun holes in windows? Can I say that on the air? Because the first three properties I looked at yesterday morning, before I even went in, you do see the bullet hole.
Yeah, you do see the window, right?
Do we want to go in?
And what town is this?
I was in Bellingham.
Oh, wow.
And I
way
was
up.
In Middleborough, and I was everywhere.
Right.
I was everywhere yesterday and today. Hmm. It was more fun than I could even imagine.
I don't know where Bellingham is.
Like I do now.
Okay.
I didn't before, but I do now.
Oh, my gosh. So during that whole process, one thing is finding a home is just really difficult. I know in Pembroke, there's like 26 active properties.
Right.
And they're, you know, on the they've been on the market for a very long time. It's funny, though, because the ones that have been on for a very long time, now we're actually starting to see those ones sell now, too. Because,
right, because it's, you know. Yeah. There's nothing else out there, so you got to take what you can get and work with it.
It's sort of like that, like a Filene's basement sale. Like it doesn't, it feels like everything is like sort of like picked over. Or
yeah,
something.
And a lot of times the sellers of the house, they just want to, you know, be done with it, and they'll take a little bit more of a price reduction.
Or yeah.
Make some concessions to.
Yeah.
Get you know, make the deal
them.
Go through, absolutely.
And that's going to be important right now, too, because as soon as we do get anything new on the market, it's just a frenzy with, you know, we do a report every Monday how many people came into the open houses. I mean, we're seeing 30 people, like couples, you know, 17 couples coming through multiple offers. So we're seeing a lot of that. But for you, after somebody gets their house, the offer accepted, that's when we always refer you to do the home inspection.
Yeah,
so,
and that's that next step is once you get the offer to purchase is to, you know, give us a call and to set up your home inspection. This time of year, you can usually get in within, you know, 2 or 3 days, you know, whereas during the end of the spring, summertime, sometimes it's about 5 to 6 days. So as soon as you get your offer to purchase, you know, signed, that's the time to, you know, think about getting your home inspection signed up.
Mm-hmm. And I tell people, too, after the inspection is done, one of the things that you give a nice report back and, you know, things are checked off, you know, things that what are the different categories that you have?
Well, we can cover everything from the exterior of the home, roof, foundation, siding, grading and drainage inside the home. We go through the electrical service, taking a look at that to see if you have enough for the home, looking at the wiring, removing the service panel cover, taking a look behind, you know, where the wires tie into the circuit breakers, making sure there's no loose or burned circuits inside. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest thing we normally see in there is water infiltrating into the service panel, causing rust. And
that's nothing to be alarmed about because it probably means that your seal outside isn't, like, tight and you need some gunk or something on it. Right,
depending on how long it's gone. You know, sometimes if it goes for over a year, you know, the water gets into the circuit breakers and you're getting a lot of rust in there, and then that kind of a fire hazard at that stage.
Remember the beehive we saw last year?
That's right, yes.
That was the biggest beehive I've ever seen in my entire life.
Did you take a picture of that? Do I remember seeing that?
No, I remember talking about it because I was like, wow, how did you not know that was there?
Right.
You know what I mean?
How did
was the one downstairs in the floor joist bay in the corner.
Yeah, was like, sort of in there.
In the
house? The size of a tetherball.
What's that?
Yes.
Was it Bridgewater?
I think it was Bridgewater? Oh, I don't remember where it was.
In the house?
Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't. It was Abington. I believe it was Abington.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Or Bridgewater.
Could
Bridgewater. Yeah, it was Bridgewater. Mark was there, yeah.
Mark was there. That was the colonial that was up on the hill, the antique colonial.
Yep. But was it that one?
The beehive was in the house. I'm still going there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
really?
We had a little hole in the left front of the house, I believe, and the bees came in through there, and they made their nest in the floor joist bay on the outside.
It was a smaller house on Walnut Street.
Yep.
And that's where it was.
Yeah.
The front window. Yeah. It was like, oh, you can get right through this.
Yeah. And when I'm up there with the screwdriver, and that's when you really don't want to do the poke test just in case it's still an active.
You don't want to poke the bear nestus. Or the beehive.
The bees.
Yeah. I know Sharon always asks, are they active? I don't know. Here, take the screwdriver, poke it.
You check for me, Sharon.
No,
you
but
look.
I mean, that is the thing, too, is, I mean, you know, going through the process of looking for a house, I always think the seller is really surprised by some of the things you're finding as well. And that's why we always talk about maybe do an inspection beforehand.
Right. Pre-inspection.
Yeah, so those come up, and we can talk about that a little bit more, too. But I think that when you are going through, I think that termites and insects, and I feel that the seller is really surprised by that because no one, you weren't there one time, but Jay, who works for you, he pulled back some insulation, and out from underneath, literally like a bag of Jimmies, but they were ants.
Oh, carpenter ants.
Yep.
Yes.
Came from, was that you or was
yeah,
it
that
Jay?
Was me. That
oh,
was
I
me.
Thought
that
it
all
was
came
you.
Out and.
Yeah, when you lifted back the insulation a little bit and they came down, literally.
1,000 to 2,000 ants, and they were just upstairs in the house. They were downstairs in the basement, and.
They were big ones, too. You're on your own here. I'm out of here, my friend.
You didn't even take a picture that day.
Nope.
I told you they had little hammers and saws, and you said, I don't care. I'm out of here.
I'll be upstairs. Yeah, but we do take a lot of pictures. We have video. We're still trying to figure out all that stuff. I'm trying to figure out the Mac computer. Everything's on the left or on the right. Something. It's different, though. So we have good videos. Don't you think?
No.
Yeah, it is. It's all different. It's on.
Well,
the,
maybe because I've been doing it
forever
that yeah. I don't think that.
Yeah, because we have a PC for the office, and my personal one's a Mac, and you kind of get used to it after a while.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for that day. Yeah. I've been practicing.
It'll happen.
I've been practicing on
the
it.
The way you use a you use a computer, it'll happen soon.
Mm-hmm. Again, you're listening to Talk Real Estate. I'm having a hard time with that tonight. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. Of course, we have Steve Cook here from Imperial Inspection Services. He doesn't just do home inspections. That is part of what he does, but radon, just all the other environmental.
Yeah, lead paint, VA, insect inspections, FHA forms, well water testing.
Oh, that's important. We should talk about the FHA forms. 781-837-4900. If you're on your way home and you have some questions for us, please feel free to call. Now is your opportunity to, you know, Steve's here to answer all your questions. The other thing, too, is like the categories. I know you just went through them, but what I was originally thinking about is like there's different levels of you should have this looked at now. You should, you know what I mean? You know, when you're
important,
right?
Maybe,
yeah, when you, it's, you know, when you check off on there, there's a few categories. One we use is what they call acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and everything's working, you know, it shows normal wear and tear. Then the other category is needs repair, and that's something if something's checked off and needs repair. Call them. That's something you may want to bring in, a contractor or something, you know, before you purchase the home. If it's something you didn't know about, or if you want to know what the price is going to be on it, that's the time to, you know, get that done.
Yeah, and then there's the other things where you're just like, you can't really say, you shouldn't buy this house.
You know,
do people ask you?
No, they always ask me, would you buy this house? You know, because we don't know the price. We never want to know the price. So.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been instances where, you know, windows have fallen out. We've gone through floors before. And as I said earlier, sometimes that reflects.
Yeah, my houses.
Yeah. It has high radon in there. But sometimes the price of the house, reflects the condition. And it's not our job to let you know whether or not to buy the house, and we'll just to inform you what you're purchasing.
Yeah. And you're not really allowed to, is it like when we say you're not allowed, is that just like state mandated or?
That's actually in the home inspector law. We're not allowed to give out pricing or give advice whether to purchase or not to purchase a home.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's all up to the individual buyers. And
yeah. Someone might ask him, so if that oil burner potentially, you know, it's the age of it is 20 years old or 30 years old and it needs to be. What do you think that's going to cost?
No idea.
They can never say anything. You can't say you have any idea.
But usually tell them it's at the end of its life, and, you know, whether you get another 5 minutes out of it or 5 years. You know, right now it's working, and sometimes you're best to turn if you're going to kind of, you know, stay with that system, just keep it properly maintained. But sooner or later, if you see water coming from behind the casings, then you know it's end game, and you got to call Mark.
Right. Exactly. We call in the plumber all the time for
the
help.
Plumber.
The plumber. Exactly. I don't know where Ryan is. Ryan loves when I say that, plumber. Well, I'm not going to, like, look at your wife or talk to your wife, but I bet you one of the things she loves about you is your calm, cool, and collectiveness.
Oh, and that's what we love.
That's what I love.
And my clients.
That's why I fell in love with your husband.
Right.
Because
even
okay
some of
say?
The, you know, the worst houses, some of our as-is houses, it's just this calmness, and he never has, you know, sets the fire alarm off or makes them peel. And there are people that I'm in these, some inspectors, and not on my end
of
the deal.
Oh, my God, get out of the house. Everybody go on the front lawn. Let's take a look in here first.
I know, it's crazy, but
just
no, people do act
his
that way.
His demeanor is wonderful.
Yes.
Like, and he just explains everything and talks to them, because I work with a lot of first-time home buyers, and everything is scary to them.
100%.
Everything is scary, and as it would be.
Well, and
it's a lot of money
too. And we sort of hit upon this is the importance of having a pre-inspection too. And I think that helps our first-time home buyers is because you know. And I'm thinking about these people, the one that we were talking about in Bridgewater, the first-time home buyers. And every time you went around, there's a broken window. Well, there's this, and in their heads, they're thinking everything is $1,000 or more.
Oh my goodness, it's $100 to fix that window, and they're adding up as they go. Why, look, you know, the seller's going to owe me money just to take this off his hands.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And that's why I think the seller should do it because, and I've done that before, when I walk through somebody's house with them, I always say, I'm certainly not an inspector, but I've been to many of these, and with the best of the best, by the way.
Right. Yep.
And I'll just say, you know, you should probably get this done beforehand because a buyer's going to look at it and say, I want $1,000 for that, and to repair it, it may be $100.
Right.
So.
And you always have the seller, what he wants to give you, you know, for that repair, and then you, as a buyer, usually want to have something replaced, you know, and...
Yeah, like a window recently in one of my listings last year, there was like a crack in one of the windows and they were going to like replace the whole window. And I said, well, why don't you like call Hanover Glass? I said, I really don't know the answer to this, but just see if they can replace like the window pane part of it. And they were able to do that. It was just so easy to just take out the one pane
the
of it.
Yep. Yep.
Rather than getting
help
in
me,
the whole
Steve.
Window.
This is me saying, help me. What's it called?
Yeah, just take out one pane of glass and they can reglaze it right back in.
Yeah, and they did that and it looks just like new, and you would have thought that I, you know, was
and it's a very, very simple operation, too, to do that. Yeah, for someone who knows what they're doing.
Absolutely. They just brought them down, dropped them off, and there was actually two on both sides, so I don't know if the kids were playing, like, golf balls or something outside, but they were able to get that done.
It was a house I had the other day. It had broken windows on the cellar, and they left the broken windows on there, and someone cut pieces of plexiglass and put it over the broken glass and then glued it into position.
Of course they did.
You know, some of the crazy stuff that you see out there.
You see some of the craziest things, actually. Mm-hmm. I mean, the things that, you know, we were talking about last week. I don't know if you listened. We were talking to the Gutter Monkeys.
Yeah. Right.
Cape Cod Gutter Monkeys. Are you familiar with them? Because you're down the Cape.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I hear the commercials out there. Great commercials.
Yeah. So we were talking about ice dams and things like that. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to the show, but when they were speaking, I was thinking of you and the guys that year, like trying to bang the ice dams off.
That was actually Carol's son's house that he was looking to purchase.
Oh, really?
And they had like four people up on the roof with hammers and sledgehammers, and we were inside doing the inspection.
Oh.
And they're just smashing the roof with big hammers to knock the ice off. The shingles, the sheathing's breaking.
Oh, my goodness.
It was like a three-ring circus. And and the poor listing broker, she just went, I thought she was going to have a heart attack.
That's really funny. Yeah. They picked the wrong day to come.
Yeah, let's slowly back out of the driveway, look in the rearview mirror, and just keep going.
Can we have our deposit back?
Yeah, quickly.
So, 781-837-4900. I don't want to hound you, but we would love some callers. We haven't had many callers for our night show yet.
Not yet. We will. We will.
I know. I'm pretty sure that they like us.
Last week we got several.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, they'll give us a call.
So we have Larry manning the phone. So if you would like to call us with any questions you might have about real estate or in particular anything to do with home inspections, please give us a call. We'd love to help answer some of your questions. What are some of the other points that you want to talk about?
Yeah, the other, after the electrical, we take a look at the heating system. We turn that on and generally run that anywhere from 15 minutes to a half hour. And if it's a multiple zone, say forced hot water system, we turn up each zone individually so you can depict, where they're going to in inside the home and whether or not they're working properly. Other than that, we go through with the buyers, show them where the main water shutoff is for the house. So if a pipe breaks, looks like a Three Stooges movie, at least they don't know where to head to and shut the stuff down and limit the amount of damage that happens inside the home.
Those are the things I love. Like,
that they teach them.
Especially with our first-time home buyers. But even, for the people who are leaving, maybe their first home and going into that bigger home, like the Colonial, and now there's more moving parts, you know, the AC and maybe a pool. And not that you get too much into the pool stuff, but...
Right.
There's
different
more,
heating zones, more than one.
Right,
more
to get
one
into radiant
zone.
Heat that never had that before. Yeah. How does that work?
And Mark had a situation with radiant heat. Someone put a nail through it recently. So.
Oh, wow. I had one the other day. They put the radiant heat so close to the toilet that it kept melting the wax ring.
Oh,
and it was electric. And I don't know if Uncle Bud or Cousin Schlitz installed it, but they put the electric ones below the toilet. And we turned it on, and I took my little heat gun and put it about 3 inches from the toilet, and it was about 110 degrees. So it kept melting the wax
ring.
Somebody
wanted warm feet when they're going potty.
But the toilet was warm.
Yes, the toilet was warm, absolutely.
Thinking, right? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so you don't do that, right, Mark?
Yeah.
But see, those are even little things like that. Like, who normally would know those things? And you're like the little gadget man with your briefcase.
Right.
And, yeah, because sometimes we'll see things as we're walking through before Steve gets there, and somebody will say, well, what do you think that does it look like they painted? I said, doesn't matter. They won't be able to hide it. And they're like, what do you mean? I go, Steve will be here, and he'll have his flashlight. He'll do that. He'll notice it. Then he'll take out another thing, and he'll point it out there.
Oh, put the little meter on there. Take out the black light and see if anything's growing or it's psychedelic.
Well, there's all these things that you have to worry about when you're
buying
a
house. That's what's fun about the job, because every hour, every 2 hours, you're doing something different, and you're constantly coming across different things.
Yeah, and you do find a lot of things. I mean, I remember earlier in my career, and people would say, who's doing the home inspection? This is probably when I first probably even met you.
Right.
They're like, he's like the deal breaker. And I go, what do you mean? And like, he finds everything. Yeah. I go, well, that's the guy I want for my buyers.
Right, right. Funny. I see that when a real estate agent, the daughter or son are buying, oh, can I get Steve? Or can I get Jay or David? And it's funny. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it really means a lot. And when I am the listing agent, and Sin, I'm sure you feel the same. And if Steve comes, I'm just as happy because
absolutely.
I feel I know it's going to be very thorough and there are going to be no questions at the end of it. And people, it's not going to have that animosity of whatever.
Like plus, if you're shopping and stop and shop and all of a sudden the buyer comes up to you 3 months after buying the house, you know they're not going to go, oh boy, are you running down the dairy aisle to get away from them saying, geez, wonder what's wrong with the house. You know?
And we don't live in the homes. I mean, that's the hard thing as a listing agent. That's why I really am happy to see you on the other side of it because I really don't know if the seller is telling us the truth. Most of the time they are. I know most of my work is referral, but I did actually have a situation where I got a phone call last week where someone just bought the house and they had water in the basement. And I was like, I find that hard to believe because there's a water basement system down there, you know?
Oh, like a B-dry type system.
One of those like technology, what is it, like basement technology type things.
Exactly. Bulldog. Yeah.
Is that, so it's one of those. I was like, so, you know, they should call, get the warranty, do this other stuff. I said, there's a sump pump. Like, did the sump pump go on? Did they lose electricity? And I'm like, I'm doing way beyond what I should be doing. I'm sad that this happened to them, but there was probably water there at one point because they have a sump pump and a basement technology system.
Right, yeah, so there might have been a failure in the pump or a clog or, you know, the discharge pipe may have frozen up so the water that's in there can't get out.
Oh, yeah.
So
see, like I would have never thought
of
that.
Yep.
So should people, why don't you give that hint right now, though? Okay, so if you have a sump pump, what should be you looking for?
The sump pump, you always, in the spring, you want to throw a garden hose in there and, let it run, make sure the pump does turn on and pumps the water to wherever it's going to.
Okay.
And make sure it's nice and free. And if it's just dumping next to the foundation on the outside, you may want to get a little extension on and get the water up and away from the house. You're not, constantly recycling that same water that's being discharged.
Yeah. See, and this is like right there for a minute. I forgot that we were sitting at WATD. Like, I felt like, did you see how intrigued I was? Don't I have that,
I know that
with you all the time?
I know.
I saw you reaching for your phone. I'm going to take a picture of that. I'm going to put that on the podcast.
There's nothing there.
It's a matter of getting, I'm pretty good with the pictures. I've done the pictures, I think, in the past with the termites and stuff.
Yeah.
But that's one of the things, so for our listeners, you're listening to Talk Real Estate. We have Steve Cook here today from Imperial Inspections. But when you give that advice to people, you know, this is in a very casual way, like, hey, this is what you should be thinking about doing in the spring just to make sure that you have...
Right, some of the common sense things, preventative or, maintenance type issues.
Yeah. All right, well, we have to take our break so we can get your commercials in. Again, you're listening to Talk Real Estate. If you have any questions for myself or Cindy, or more importantly for Steve, please feel free to give us a call, 781-837-4900, and we will be right back.
The Farmer's Almanac said mild. The Cape Cod Gutter Monkeys were wearing t-shirts in December. Nobody expected more snow than last year. Adam and Matt star as the Cape Cod Gutter Monkeys.
We gotta get that snow off the roof.
For God's sakes, Adam, we're only gutter monkeys.
Yeah, but we're the Cape Cod Gutter Monkeys.
Coming to a neighborhood near you. Who will survive more snow than last year? Visit CapeCodGutterMonkeys.com. Andy and Chris are nominated for Best Supporting Gutter Monkeys.
Call 911! No! Call 9100! 508-477-9100!
This winter, the Cape Cod Gutter Monkeys are going rooftop and shoveling more snow than last year.
Mom, Dad fell off the ladder again.
Give me a 40-foot ladder, two snow shovels, and a cup of black coffee. I'm going up there.
What a man!
Who will save us?
Hello, Cape Cod Gutter Monkeys. May I help you?
No monkeys were harmed in the making of this commercial.
Imperial Inspection Services, complete home inspection services, radon testing featuring on-site results with electronic testing, lead paint inspection, Title V inspection, pest inspection, including FHA and VA. Call 7 days a week, 1-800-440-1141, or visit them on the web at imperialinspectionservices.com. With 28 years experience in two convenient locations, Braintree and Cape Cod, accepting credit cards for all services rendered. Imperial Inspection Services, 1-800-440-1141. 1-800-440-1141.
There they go again. It's another smooth move with Gallo Moving and Storage. When it's time to move your valued possessions, don't trust just any moving company. At Gallo Moving and Storage, they understand that you've spent your entire lifetime turning your house into a home. The Gallo sales consultants will walk you through every aspect of the move. And as an authorized agent of United Van Lines, you're guaranteed to get the treatment you deserve. From packing the first box to unloading the final dish, the Gallo professionals guide you every step of the way, whether you're moving across the street or across the country. Gallo Moving and Storage is always a smooth move.
Gallo Moving and Storage, close by in Weymouth. Call Bill Balo at 1-866-697-4400. 1-866-697-4400.
We now return to Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Hello to all my South Shore neighbors. I hope that you're enjoying your ride home tonight. You're listening to Talk Real Estate. Larry is manning the phone, 781-837-4900. And we're talking with Steve Cook from Imperial Inspections. And he doesn't just do home inspection. He does all the radon and stuff. And I want to touch upon that. His wife, Carol, is sitting here, but she won't say a word. So nope. I'm just letting you know it's she's okay. in the house. And, you know, she's going to be mad at me for embarrassing her. You really, truly didn't think I was going to not do that. That she's not going to visit me on the boat anymore.
Oh, she will. She will.
Yeah, she'll do that. So, so why don't do you want to talk about? I don't know what other things you specifically want to talk about, but I'd love to talk
sure,
about.
It's kind of
the
an open forum tonight, yeah. And yeah, the other type of inspections is radon inspections, and we actually do a electronic radon testing. So either 2 days before the actual home inspection. Or at the time of the inspection, we set up this machine inside there, and that stays running for a minimum of 48 hours. Mm-hmm. And then when we come back, either at the time of the inspection or 2 days after the inspection, we plug a printer into it, and it gives you the results right on site. Mm-hmm. Plus, a lot of times, the actual results will be broken down into hour by hour. So if something happens on the property while the machine is there and no one else is there, like if someone opens a door or ventilates it, touches it, moves it, or unplugs it. Mm-hmm. It does register a time and what type of event. Kind of keeps people, you know, honest.
Right. And you would hate to think that people do that, but I mean, seriously, I mean,
yeah, I know.
People have.
I hate it when we, you know, it's about once a month we get it, all of a sudden Scott will pick it up, and all of a sudden there's T's and someone's opened it, or if it's a constant 3.0 or so on the tape, and all of a sudden, zero, zero, zero. Now you know someone opened the window or ventilated the house, you know, during its stay there, and, you know, so we only set it once, and people say, well, geez, can you set it again? I said, we got to charge you again, because we have to have someone come out to pick it up, and that machine is already... you know, set for someone else.
Those machines are not cheap, and you have to calibrate them every year,
Every year they have to be calibrated and keep a certificate on file, and the machines are anywhere from $800 to $1,500 a copy.
Yeah. And that is the thing, too, is that people... do you say it right there? Does he say, like, oh, it looks like they were opening the windows? Or, like, when do you say it?
If I'm picking it up, or Jay's picking it up, or Dave's picking it up, we will say something at the inspection. But if Scott is picking it up, the instruction, because you don't want to get into a dialogue on who said and who did what, is just to bring it back to the office. And then I usually handle it afterwards,
and
give the customer
a call.
I call the buyer, because that's who we work for, and let them know what the circumstances are, and then... mm-hmm. See where they want to take it at that point. Yeah.
Do you let them know right up front that if this is unplugged or if you lose power or something, that it will register that, and so it won't, it will be faulty and we won't be able to use that as
right. If it loses power, the actual devices have a battery backup in there.
Oh.
So it gives you 12 to 15 hours of battery backup. So if you lose it for 6 hours, it's not going to affect the reading at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
That happened in Weymouth. And well, the radon machine was out on the outside, but anyways, you remember? Yeah. So somebody
was there radon
wasn't happy.
Out there?
Steve's like, they shut it off, like they unplugged it. And I go, how do you know? He goes, because it says battery backup or something.
Oopsie.
And is that an additional cost on top of the inspection?
It is. To have a electronic radon inspection with the home inspection, it's $150. And we do a lot of standalones where, say, another company will do the home inspection, and we'll just come in there and do a radon inspection, and we'll set it up and pick it up, and the cost for that is $175.
Okay.
Yep.
175. What the other one, like, what are the other ways that people do it? I know that there's canisters and there's a couple other things.
You don't do that anymore.
What are the differences?
At all?
Sure, there's charcoal cans, and those are great. And then they have
Do you use those too?
We do not. We just use the monitors.
Just the machine.
Oh, okay, you just use one. Okay.
Right. And the cans, they work just as well as the machine, but you don't get the instantaneous results. Plus, if someone tampers with it, it isn't tamper evident.
Okay.
So, if you set the can in the house and someone tips it upside down during its stay there, it's going to be negative. Or if someone puts the cover back on it, and then 2 hours before someone gets there, they open it up again.
It's amazing to me to think that that would happen. But honestly, because you tell me some of these horror stories, that's some of the reasons why I implement the procedures and policies at the office at Boston Connect Real Estate is, like, for all of our agents, I do not allow any of us to touch those rain garden canisters. Because a lot of times, if you did a home inspection on a Saturday, that now has to be picked up on a Monday. The buyers are at work.
Right.
You don't want the seller to really be the one handling it. So a lot of times agents will say, your client will say, will you just pick it up for me, put it in the box? And I say to our agents, you are not allowed to touch those because how do we know that it wasn't tampered with?
Right. And then say 2 years down the road, all of a sudden they have a reading of 2.2 that day and they go to sell house and now it's, 15.2. And they're going to say, well, geez, Mary picked that up or whatever. And
Let's blame it on Mary.
Yeah, that's right. I was just picking a name out of it. Sorry, Mary.
Well, and that is true, though. And that's like, well, what did Mary do on her way to the post office? Did it sit in Mary's front seat for another 48 hours?
I was supposed to seal that up. Oh, darn.
That's why I say to them, you never really want to be in that predicament. And, too, why don't you explain to people what radon is? Because it does fluctuate all the time, right? Right.
Yep. This time of year here, it usually finds a little bit higher when the ground is frozen. Or if you have a snow cap out there, if radon is present, it'll be a little bit more elevated than, say, in the middle of July, and it hasn't rained for 2 weeks, and you find it be a lot lower during that time. Mm-hmm. Plus, if there's a big storm coming in or a heavy rainstorm, usually don't want to set a radon during those type of situations, because that will sometimes skew the results and give you an artificial high inside the home.
How should somebody prepare for, if you're the seller of a property, how should you prepare your basement? Like, why are we seeing more and more radon out there right now?
Because the houses tend to be built a lot tighter than they were, say, 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And radon doesn't accumulate, but if you think of, like a microwave oven is probably the best example. You can put your coffee in there, turn it on for a minute or so. You're not going to put your hand in there while the microwave oven is on. Mm-hmm. Same with radon gas when it comes into the basement. As soon as a window is open or you add ventilation to the home, it's dissipated.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then I know, too, there's been a couple of homes that we've had that with the sump pump. So that, like, it isn't covered. So I've been telling people, like, if you don't have a cover on your sump pump, you should probably do it, right? Because aren't you just allowing those gases just to come right in?
Oh, absolutely. That's like a good venue for the radon gas to enter the home. And the others, if you have any cracks in the floor, and sometimes you have something that's borderline 3.8, 4.1, and you do have a sump pump opening and some voids, like where the foundation wall joins up with the floor or some cracks in the floor, by sealing those sometimes will reduce the radon to a safe level. And today the EPA sets a level at 3.9 or below, and they measure that in picocuries, and that's considered acceptable radon. As soon as it hits the magic number of 4.0 or greater, that would be considered elevated.
Elevated, yeah. Yep. Don't you love it when he talks that way, Carol?
Right? I do.
Yeah, I know. I was like, now you're talking my language.
That's right.
Let's talk. We're talking dirty.
Let's talk radon.
You're talking radon, dirty radon. But radon is, the second leading cause of lung cancer,
it
right?
Is.
So it's very, very serious. I mean, I'm not minimizing the
Right, and
the
it's
risk
a naturally occurring radioactive gas, and it's odorless and colorless. You just don't know.
And now, I took a class last week for CE credits, telling you.
Okay.
There we go.
And they talked about now they're bringing leukemia into that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, I took a class last week at Pass, yeah.
Wow.
Wow, that's interesting.
Bothered me.
Yeah, it does. Well, why is it bothering you? I'm the one that was radon in my house, not you.
Because I love you.
I notice all the parties at Cindy's now, not at your house.
I know.
Let's go down to Sharon's basement. No way.
Oh, no, we're not going down
that's
there.
That's Mark's office down there.
Well, when Casey comes home with her friend that's a boy, I'm like, he can sleep in the basement. I'm kidding. He's fine. He can sleep wherever. So again, you're listening to Talk Real Estate, 781-837-4900. If you have any questions for Steve regarding a home inspection, any type of other inspections that we do, the radon, the lead paint, and you don't do the septic, right? So
we just do commercial properties. No, we don't do residential anymore.
Okay. Well, is it just getting to be too much? Because it's getting really difficult to actually find a lot of people who do them.
Right. When we were doing them in a few select towns, because a lot of towns, they take the Title V regulations and then they enhance them a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And then sometimes you have to get individual permits to perform, you know, inside the town. So, you know, some towns are 25, some are 150. And if you're trying to cover 20 towns, you know, January, all of a sudden you get hit, you know, with $2,000 or $4,000 in permits. And so you got to kind of pick and choose the towns that you...
Which ones you want to do.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So did you have another question?
Oh, I wanted to know how you base the price if someone is doing a home inspection. Because my clients ask me all the time, and it's not something I do, so I don't know.
Yep, it's a very easy formula. It's all based off of square footage.
Okay. Yep. So give us an idea, because Cindy and I, when we talked about the square footage last, I was like, seriously? You're saying one linear foot? And that could be whatever.
Oh, right. So if you have like a 1,000-square-foot house to 1,500-square-foot house, that's about $420.
Okay.
Then as soon as you jump from the 1,500 to 2,000, that goes to $450.
Do you have a chart of that? Do you have it written down anywhere, like one of these?
Nope, just at the office.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Okay. So I'm going to have to try to remember that so we can tell people.
Because there's a few caveats that go with that. If the house has a crawl space, that's a little additional to go into the crawl space.
And the older you get, the more it
should
go up.
Right, or if a three-car garage, exactly. Yep.
Right.
So we have a caller. So Ralph is on the phone.
Ralph.
Hello, Ralph.
Good evening, Ralph.
Nope, did we lose him?
We lost Ralph.
Oh, we lost Ralph. Well, Ralph, if you get a chance, try calling us back, 781-837-4900. We'd love to hear from you and help answer your question. So can you give those prices again? So if it's about, and I know that there's, you know, not exact science. So if it's 1,000 to 1,500 square feet, it's $420.
$420.
Okay.
And then as soon as you go to like 1,500 to 2,000 square feet, that goes up to the $450 range.
Okay. And then from there, it just continues to go up.
Right.
Okay.
You know, if you get into something like a 5,000-square-foot house, that you can get up to like $650, $680.
Okay. Yep. How long does the whole process take you? So let's use a standard-size house.
Yeah, so a regular house, say 1,500, 2,000-square-foot house, minimally, if everything goes well, about an hour and three-quarters to 2 hours. And it all depends on the condition, you know, the buyers. You know, sometimes if it's first-time buyers, sometimes you spend a little bit more time, so you can run into two and a half hours.
Yeah. We have Ralph on the phone, too. And before we get there, one thing I always say to my clients, especially first-time home buyers, is I know Dad is excited. I know Dad-in-law is excited.
Right.
Please, I promise you that Steve will get to everything and any questions. So while dads are going in both directions, just ask them to write down the questions and not try to pull Steve in
other
directions.
Right, because
that's when you get the dueling in-laws. They have all the flashlights, the screwdrivers.
I go, oh boy, this is going to be a good one. Hey, Ralph, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing? Great show.
Thank you.
Thank you. What can we help you with?
Steve, I just wanted to ask a couple of questions.
Sure, go right ahead.
Number one, I think I may have missed it because my signal dropped, but can you talk to the issues of radon and what the ramifications of that is? And also, I think that I understand you correctly that if somebody wanted to have that tested in their home, even though they're not selling it, it would be about $175.
Yes, it would be. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And radon, kind of the ramifications, is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the United States. And that's set by the EPA. And some of the little intricacies, if you were to go to our website, we have a couple pages dedicated just to radon, its causes, effects, and how to mitigate it if you have it. And if you were to go to our website at imperialinspectionservices.com and click on that link, that will bring you up a lot more in-depth. Mm-hmm. On the radon gas.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Thank you very much. And also, is that the same issue if somebody has a basement area, but they don't have like a playroom down there or any kind of, it's just storage. It still has the same effect, for the people on the first floor.
Well, it usually would dissipate. Say, if you have a regular like ranch. and downstairs tests at, say, 3.5 for radon. When you go upstairs, you'll probably find that may drop down to like 2.0 or 2.0. It will go a little bit lower because you have a lot more traffic, doors and windows opening and closing, and people moving around. Whereas in the basement, you don't have as much air exchange as you would on the main living floor.
Mm-hmm. Right. And if you have laundry and everything in the basement too, so if you're going in and out of the laundry, I mean, you would want to, so even if it wasn't finished in that area. But people could also have a test on both levels if they chose to,
if they chose to, but 99% of the time you always test the basement because that's where it's going to be the highest, and then you go from there.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Well, hey, thank you very much.
Have a great night, Ralph.
Those were great questions. Right. I'm really glad he brought those up. And one of the other things, too, is if you do have radon, it's really not the end of the world.
You
it's very, very easy to mitigate and very cost-effective to do so, right?
About 30% of the houses I do usually have elevated radon, and then you just put a mitigation system in. And a mitigation system, when it's all said and done, will look like another white PVC pipe either running along the side of the building or through your roof, and incorporated with that was a fan. And cost-wise, low end is usually $800, and sometimes on the higher end systems, maybe $1,500. So it's not a $10,000 or $20,000 job to get rid of it.
Yeah, and I've never seen one over $1,200 myself. Yeah, so, and then there is Eagle Environmental.
Eagle Environmental, they're great.
They
come out free
job.
Estimates, and they do a great job.
Yeah, and I always refer them. But if Ralph is still listening, you could go onto their website as well. And I love that little depiction thing that they do of showing how they get the gas out, how the pipe has to go above the upstairs windows. And all of that just to get the gases out of the house. But I can't believe we're getting to the final seconds here. Why don't we make sure that we can get your phone number out there so if Ralph wants to call you or anybody else to have, you know, a radon inspection or any other type of inspection. If you're thinking about putting your house on the market, as listing agent Cindy and I always recommend that, hey, if you've been in your house for a long time, have the inspection so you can get those little things done right now. If you're also, if you are thinking about right-sizing, right, you're leaving that bigger home, you can, we're going to be having a March 3rd at the office, I believe it is, but I'll have more details about that. Your phone number.
Sure. If you want to reach us, our phone number is 1-800-440-1141. Again, 1-800-440-1141.
Perfect. And it's Imperial Inspection, imperialinspectionservices.com.
If you want to reach us by the website or by email.
All right. Perfect. So you can get all the information there. Sin, how can people get in touch with you?
781-367-4419. Yeah.
And you can reach me at 781-294-4848. That is my cell phone. So feel free to text me, bostonconnect.com. If you want to find out more information about Boston Connect Real Estate, we're here to help you in your home search.
Have a good evening.
Good night,
bye. Bye. Thanks, Larry.